WGN.
Time for our Monday morning house call from Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, good morning. I was talking a few minutes ago about going to a concert last night, and I'm sitting there, and it's well ventilated and air conditioned, but still, you're next to close to a lot of people, and with all the news about the variant now, I started to wonder, should I be here? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great one, Bob. You know, I'm sure when you looked around, you saw that you probably saw very few masks. So
right.
That's probably one of the biggest concerns.
Yep.
I know this weekend there was a big country music festival up in Wisconsin. We're all very concerned about that as well. You know, could you have been exposed? Possibly. But again, you're fully vaccinated. Our concern is those who are unvaccinated and are still going to those venues and interacting.
Yeah, I am looking at the numbers here. U.S. cases of COVID-19 last week increased by 17,000 nationwide over a 14-day period for the first time since late fall. And when you have that, does an increase in death historically follow the spike in illness?
Correct. Yeah, it's a lagging indicator. So we will start to see more deaths. And unfortunately, if you look at the deaths over the last, about 2 to 3 weeks, 99.5% of them have been unvaccinated individuals, which is sad because those individuals had the opportunity to potentially save their own lives.
The case numbers and hospitalizations are still far below levels from the worst of the pandemic early this year. What do you see there at Northwestern, at the Northwestern facilities, and what are you hearing from your colleagues in other healthcare facilities, Doc?
Yeah, you know, we're doing okay up here, you know, in the north part of the state, and especially the northeast part of the state, where we have vaccination rates that are approaching, you know, 73-74% have gotten at least one shot. We were on the phone with Dr. Ezekiel last Friday, and I'll tell you, the southern part of the state is really getting hurt. So if you look at the metro area around St. Louis, because of its proximity to Missouri, where the rates are really high, and then look even to the border to Iowa, where the rates are really high. So we're surrounded by two states that have very low vaccination rates and very high infection rates. Look at Springfield, Missouri, and look at some of the towns in Missouri where they're full, and they have no ICU beds, and they have no ventilators. So, you know, the biggest message continues to be get vaccinated if you want to stay safe.
The Delta variant is much more easily transmittable than what we have had here in this country up until now, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's two things about variants. You know, variants that will continue to spread, they do that because they're very efficient. So they can spread a lot more. And now what we're really finding is the impact on these individuals between the ages of 20 and 50, how fast this virus can replicate in the body, much faster than the original COVID variant that we saw. So concerning and still, you know, an issue in this state, but certainly an issue more around the world. So very concerning.
90 million Americans who are eligible to get the vaccine have not. That is certainly troubling, and so is the news about some, although a very small percentage, but some people who have had the vaccine and still get the virus. What do we know about that now?
Well, you know, the number, actually, you know, we're hearing about those because it's an interesting story. But we have to remember that we've told everybody that the vaccine is about a 94% effective rate, J&J probably in the high 80s. So we know we're going to have 5 to 10% people break through and still require hospitalization. And that's probably, it is less than we're seeing. We're seeing, you know, 1, 2%, when in fact we should be saying, why aren't we seeing 4 or 5%? And it's because the predominance of the unvaccinated are just running rampant here in hospitalizations.
Out in Las Vegas, some resorts and casinos are again requiring employees to wear masks. And in Los Angeles County, late Saturday, they initiated those rules to require everyone to wear masks inside public buildings. Around San Francisco's Bay Area, which has some of the highest vaccination rates in California, health officials have recommended that everyone still wear masks again inside public buildings, regardless of their vaccination status. Do you think we'll see something like that here in Illinois?
If I were the governor, I would. That's just my personal opinion. Like I said, you went to a concert last night where 30% of the people should have been wearing masks and they're not.
Yep.
So let's, if we're going to try to even the playing field, let's just tell everyone they have to wear masks while indoors. It does a couple things. One, it's going to slow this spread. It's going to protect everybody. It'll be the people who got the vaccine actually doing more for mankind by wearing a mask when, in fact, they don't need it. But it's really one of the only ways we're going to start to slow the spread. And with schools opening right around the corner, we have to be very careful about protecting those who are unvaccinated, whether they be children, adults, or seniors.
Continuing with Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine, the CDC said on Friday that people who are immunocompromised and have been vaccinated may not get protection. So what should they do, Doc? There's nothing really they can do, can they?
Yeah, well, we know that those who are immunocompromised aren't going to get the best response from the vaccine. So they're not going to get those numbers that we're talking about. So we're certainly looking at, if we need boosters, they would be the first ones in line. In the meantime, they need to do everything that they possibly can to protect themselves, only being around individuals who are vaccinated, still wearing a mask, being careful, because those are the individuals that have been vaccinated that we're seeing the breakthrough cases and having concerns about.
Looking through some of the listener questions, here's a good one. I am fully vaccinated with the Pfizer dose. To protect myself further, could I get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine again?
Well, that's one of the things that they're looking at right now is, for boosters, will we have the capability of switching manufacturers? So the NIH is doing a study right now. Preliminary data shows it's very likely that will be allowed, that we're actually seeing good response by individuals who receive a different vaccine than the one that they got initially. So do you need it right now? Not if you're fully vaccinated, but as we go forward with boosters, we certainly will, and you'll be able to either stay with the same manufacturer or go with another.
Here's another listener question. How likely is it for a vaccinated person who is asymptomatic to transmit the virus at, let's say, a wedding or a funeral with lots of hugging and kissing?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we don't know, because they're asymptomatic and the number of testing, as you have seen, has just plummeted, has just dropped dramatically. Matter of fact, on the phone with Dr. Zeke, she said, hey, we need more samples to track the COVID variant here. We have to remember that the vaccine, we're talking about 94-95% effective. That effective rate is going to keep you out of the hospital and keep you from dying. Those are the numbers. We didn't have the capability of saying, would you even get the asymptomatic? So that is the problem, especially with the Delta variant. You might have somebody who's fully vaccinated carrying the Delta variant and able to spread it to someone who's unvaccinated. And that's why we're telling those unvaccinated, continue to wear masks if you want to stay safe.
If a person had COVID but is not vaccinated, how safe are they from the Delta variant?
Well, that's a great question, because we all have to remember that having COVID can go anywhere from being totally asymptomatic to being in the hospital on a ventilator. So the spectrum of this illness is huge, and therefore the spectrum of your immune response is huge as well. That's why we're telling everybody who even had COVID, please get vaccinated, because then we know you're going to have the immune response that we want to see versus the natural immune response in someone who is asymptomatic. They may have barely gotten an immune response. We want to make sure we boost that with the vaccine. So individuals that were moderately ill, certainly they may have great protection, but we can't tell that, because the only science we know is those who have been vaccinated, and those are the ones that we've tested.
Talking about a lot of people not getting tested now, this is a good question. Since most people are asymptomatic who have been vaccinated, how do we know how many of those have had the coronavirus Delta variant?
We don't, and that's the concern. So if you look at where the hotspots are and the spreads are, they're certainly in these unvaccinated pockets. But that doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot to us, because when we get up here in northern Illinois, where we're 70% protected, you could have somebody who's asymptomatic and positive, but they're not running into a lot of Delta, or they're not running into a lot of unvaccinated people to continue the spread. It's the whole concept of herd immunity. If we get enough people vaccinated, then even those who might get asymptomatic cases will not run into someone to continue the spread. And that's not what we're seeing in places like Iowa, Missouri, southern Illinois, where the vaccination rates, you know, are in the 30% or 20% versus us up here in the 70s.
I know you've been following the research closely on the need for a booster and when we might need a booster. So far, do the numbers tell us that we're probably good for at least a year after vaccination, or don't we even know that yet?
No, it looks like we're going to be good for at least a year. You know, the studies out of Israel right now are showing some deterioration after about 9 months, but still that deterioration is going, you know, into the 70%, upper 60%. We have to remember that the CDC, when the first vaccines came out, said we will have a successful vaccine if we can get 50% protection. Well, we got 90%. So if we can still see a little bit of a waning, and we're also talking about the ability for our memory cells, our T cells and B cells that we've talked about in the past, to still garner a response. So I would say it's probably going to be a year. Now, those that are immunocompromised and those that may not or have higher risk factors, like we did initially, they may be the first in line for boosters, and that may be earlier than a year.
Hey, Doc, quick question for me, and how are you?
I'm good, Dave.
When the pandemic, when the vaccine first became available, I had just gotten the first shingles shot, and I don't know if you remember this, but then when it became apparent I could get vaccinated for COVID, I put the second shot on hold, and I think you had 6 months to get the second shot, but I think I might have let that lapse. So if it's after 6 months, do I have to start over with the shingles vaccine again, or can I still go and get the second shot?
Well, go and get the second shot. You know, we don't have enough data on shingles to say, if I miss that gap, do I restart? Your doctor may say, hey, Dave, get the second shot, and you know what, we're going to get you a third shot just to make sure, just because shingles is so devastating, as you know. But definitely get the second shot as soon as you can now. And then, okay. I don't know, Dave, if you saw, we saw a U.S. gymnast, a U.S. female gymnast tested positive for COVID yesterday.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
Today.
And yep. Coco Gauff, the tennis player, is out, and a couple of other Olympic athletes from other countries have tested positive.
Yeah, it's just everywhere. One final question for you, Dr. Most. Should I be drinking this Celsius Live Fit energy drink with 200 milligrams of caffeine in it? It says here, drinking Celsius prior to fitness activities is proven to energize, accelerate metabolism, burn body fat and calories. Is doing this radio show considered a fitness activity? I don't know.
You know, you drink enough caffeine, you get your heart rate up there high enough. We've yeah. talked about the benefits of coffee. I'm not sure I'm going to talk about the benefits of that drink, what you just said.
Yeah, I think I'll hold off on any more of that. Dr. Most, I appreciate it. You have a good week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You got it. You guys take care.